Hello, and welcome to the teaching ministry of Faith Word Fellowship, where faith in the Word leads to a more intimate fellowship with God. We're excited to bring you this teaching of Mark Roberson, pastor of Faith Word Fellowship, where we're building people of vision, people of valor, and people of victory. Now let's join Pastor Mark as he delivers this week's teaching.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this another opportunity to minister to these, your sheep. Thank you that revelation knowledge will flow freely, unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic force whatsoever. Less of me, Father, and more of you. None of me, Holy Spirit, and all of you. All of you, Holy Spirit. I believe by faith that you will think through my mind and speak through my lips. And when it's all said and done, we'll give you and only you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. Thank you for hastening your word to perform it. Thank you for confirming your word with signs following. Thank you that your word will not return to you void, but it will accomplish that which you please. It will prosper where it has been sent. So I said unto Psalmist David, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you, that I may not doubt you nor second guess you. But Lord, I trust you. I trust you to keep your word. I trust you to reveal your word. I trust you to manifest your word. I trust you to cause your word to come to pass in breakthrough fashion. In Jesus' name, all God's people said amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. All right, open your Bibles with me to Acts 14. I'm still in this place that I want to keep your faith encouraged for your breakthrough. So I've been talking to you about trust God for a breakthrough. So this is about the third session on it. I want to build on it real quick. I thought it was just going to be a one exhortation that I was going to do. And now here we are in the third session. And so evidently, it's in my heart. I was telling Cheryl this at the house. I said, man, that thing about breakthrough is still on me. And I'm still meditating on it. And so today, what I want to help establish in your hearts and minds is this concept that I talked to you about having a breakthrough perspective. So we're still talking about trusting God for a breakthrough. Trust God for a breakthrough. Everyone pray this. Say, Holy Spirit,
teach me
how to trust God for a breakthrough. And so I want to show you three quick passages of scripture. Now, listen to me, dear hearts. Breakthroughs are multi-dimensional. In other words, there are various kinds of breakthroughs. We're going to read again from 1 Chronicles to show you David's breakthrough, where he said, God has broken in upon my enemies by my hand. It's where he obeyed God, just like you are obeying a spiritual principle or a scripture, and God does something through your hand. Then there's also a breakthrough that can occur when God connects you to a person. Another person is the key to your breakthrough. And then there are breakthroughs that happen for you emotionally, mentally. For example, like, I know it's hard for many of y'all to believe because you see how I minister, but I was a very shy person growing up. I was very timid. I was an introvert. I stuttered. Couldn't get my word out. My third year in college, my speech professor tells me that, boy, don't you stand in front of people and publicly speak because you can't talk. That's not very encouraging, but that's where I came from. And it's hard for you to believe because y'all see me now and where God has brought me. Well, you want to know why he brought me to that place? I experienced a personal breakthrough. He broke me out of that timid place. He broke me out of that place of stuttering. He broke me out of that place where I had 1,000 thoughts come to my mind and I couldn't communicate it and relate it like I wanted to. Now everything comes in order. Or as my oldest daughter say, Boy, my dad with his alliterations, it just come out and it just flows. But it wasn't always like that. I caught a personal breakthrough. So that's a breakthrough that can take place to where it transforms you inwardly and outwardly. That's why you have to understand, you ready for this? That breakthrough for you, breakthrough is going to be, you ready to write? Watch this. Breakthrough is going to be intense. It's going to be immense. It's going to be immediate. It's going to be influential. And it's going to be impactful. Glory to God, Jesus. Breakthrough is going to be intense. So no matter what things look like for you right now, how intense things can be, there is a breakthrough with your name on it. Glory to God. That will intensely bring you out. It's going to be intense. Where everything that's required, everything that's needed to shake you loose and bring you out and bring you into where you need to be, God is going to do that. Say hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
I always pray, Holy Spirit, bring me to the place where God wants me to be.
Yes.
So breakthrough is going to be intense. It's going to be immense. What do you mean immense? Greater than you anticipated. I never saw myself in Buffalo, New York. You ready for this? I never saw myself in Canada. I never saw myself pastoring. I never saw myself being the author of the books that I've written. I didn't see that. Because here I was, this little timid Texas boy, introvert. I had fear tendencies. I had an approval addiction. And I operated in the fear of man. And God broke me out. So breakthrough is going to be immense. It's going to be greater than you anticipated. So you can't have your mind made up of where you're going to end up because you don't know. Oh, Jesus, if God would even allow me to share with some of you what he's shown me about you and where you're going to be, it'll blow your mind. Because you wouldn't believe it. It's just like when Cheryl and I, we're counseling married couples and they're going through problems. All they see is a problem. The wife, she's looking at across at the table and her husband says, God, come get him now. He's looking, the husband looking at your wife. God, what's wrong with her? And then here come me and Cheryl, we tell them, it's not going to be like this always. And they say, what? I said, listen. And I always tell them this. If you listen to me and you take the tools that I'm going to give you, I'm telling you right now, you're going to be at a better place. And then I always make them promise me this. And I said, after we show you how to get it working, you got to promise me that you're going to help another couple. They say, help a who? We can't even help ourselves right now because they don't see it. See, that's why you got to understand that breakthrough is, come on, what you got? It's going to be intense. It's going to be immense. And it's going to be immediate. But the immediacy of your breakthrough is based upon the immediacy of your obedience. It's going to be immediate. It won't take God long. Jesus. The only reason that some things took long in my walk with the Lord, it was because of me and not God. God would tell me to stop doing certain things, and I said, it's all right, because so-and-so doing it. I justified it. Mm-hmm. Don't look at me like that. Y'all justify some things too.
Yes, sir. We did.
Being spiritually lazy or not doing what God wants you to do, I justified it, and it prolonged breakthrough manifestation. And then he wants your breakthrough to be influential. Just think, look at where I am. Look at the lives that I've impacted, all because I obeyed God. Just think, if I hadn't obeyed God and moved from Fort Worth, Texas to Buffalo, New York, and those of you who we've met and we've had an impact on your lives because of the hand of God on our lives, where would you be today? Just think with me. It's going to be impactful. And so we have helped and are helping people we never thought we would ever know. God got some people in your future who you don't know yet. That, watch this, because of you, you're going to keep them from devastation and degradation and destruction because of you. All because you believe in God for your breakthrough. Everyone say, my breakthrough is a kingdom matter.
My breakthrough is a kingdom matter.
Write it down, write it down, write it down. My breakthrough is a kingdom matter. So don't you allow nobody to talk you out of your breakthrough. Don't you allow nobody to tell you that your breakthrough is all about you being selfish. No, it's not. Your breakthrough is a kingdom matter. God wants you out, above, and beyond whatever you're facing right now. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So my breakthrough is going to be intense. My breakthrough is going to be immense. My breakthrough is going to be immediate. My breakthrough is going to be influential, and my breakthrough is going to be impactful. It's going to be impactful. God's going to use you to bust up some demonic nestings and satanic strategies in other people's lives.
Hallelujah.
All because you coming out. So let's look at this. Come on, real quick, real quick, real quick. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Acts 14. Just want to show you these various degrees and measures of breakthroughs that can take place. Acts 14, if you have it, say, I have it. Look at verse number 8. And there sat a certain man of Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. Everyone say, he needed a breakthrough.
He needed a breakthrough.
The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And the Bible says, and he leaped and walked. So this man received a breakthrough by positioning himself to hear the gospel, hear the word of God. The Bible doesn't tell us how long he came to Paul's meetings. It doesn't tell us how long he sat there. It lets us know that the man made himself available, listen, to come out of his condition and to hear something that would transform his position. It brought him out, but he had to put himself there. And you have to understand this, that your breakthrough is going to require you to hear a word that will be a catalyst for that breakthrough. But you got to keep hearing it. Because it has to penetrate your natural thinking right now. It has to penetrate your emotional state right now. It has to penetrate how your conditions have saturated you and caused you to accept certain things. So here he received a personal breakthrough. Okay, go with me your Bibles to Genesis 26. Genesis 26. I refer to this in the church anniversary letter that I read to you. Look at this, Genesis 26. I'm going to go ahead and read for time's sake, verse 18. And Isaac digged again the wells of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham, and he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. So now Isaac is searching for the wells his father Abraham had dug, that anytime they would pass through that portion of the land, they knew that they would have water. Well, here comes the enemy stopping up their life sources, so to speak, and now he doesn't know where these wells are. Well, what do you do when your best plan is stopped suddenly? For whatever reason. Or have you ever experienced where your bubble got burst? Hopes got dashed. Anybody in here ever thought they had the plan that was going to bring them out and put you in a better place in life?
Yes, sir.
And in your mind, in your head, it looked good. To you, it sounded good. Put it on paper, it read good. But then when you talk to somebody else, they look like it was no good. And then so you say, you dismiss them and say, oh, you just don't understand. I'm still going ahead. And you try to put one step forward and got knocked back. You got stopped in your tracks. So you tried to do something else. Got stopped in your... What do you do when your faith efforts are halted? What do you do when your business ideas are disrupted? What do you do when your plans for better for your life are blown up? You have to know how to access the God of the breakthrough so that he can cause breakthrough or a release just for you. Say,
My God is the God of the breakthrough.
Now, that's why you have to understand. Watch this. Glory to God. Watch this. This was worth your coming. You have to understand, since we're talking about trust God for a breakthrough, right before I read Genesis 26, since we're talking about trust God for a breakthrough, listen, dear hearts, you can't trust God walking in the flesh. Your flesh is the most unwilling participant when it comes to kingdom matters. You'll not have confidence in God if you're walking in the flesh. In other words, you will not be in an established place or an established position to trust God if you're walking by what you see, what you hear, or how you feel. If you're walking by what you see, what you hear, or how you feel, you will not be at an established place to trust God because you can't see God. You with me? You may feel God, but he didn't say walk by your feelings. He said walk by
faith,
what he says. But then you're going to look at your natural condition and you're going to question what he said because what he said isn't lining up with what you see. What do? You have to determine what are you really going to make your reality. See, watch this. Put this down in your notes. Whatever I identify with establishes my ability to trust. Whatever I identify with, it establishes my ability to trust. It also establishes my ability that I'll access. Whatever I'm able to do is because of what I identify with. So whatever I identify with establishes my ability. It establishes my, watch this, my accessibility. Whatever I identify with. So right now, ask yourself this question. Who or what have you been identifying with? A lot of times I like to ask people this. What are you identifying with to make you happy? What is it that needs to make you happy? And they have this criteria, this list. What they never realize is many times it's an erroneous list. So I want to ask you today, what is it that you identify with to cause you to be happy? What is it that you need to be happy for you to have happiness in your life? I learned to begin releasing my faith in what God said. And God said this. This is the day the Lord has made. So as a result, he says, Mark, now this is what I want you to do. I want you to rejoice. Come on, Bible readers. And
be glad in it.
He didn't tell me to look for anything to be glad for. He didn't tell me to look for anything to be glad about. He says, Mark, the only reason I made today and have you in it, I made today for you. Oh. And when you believe that today was made for you, be glad because when I made today, it also came with benefits for today. It also came with possibilities for today. It also came with opportunities just for today. Mark, I never create anything that doesn't have life. I don't create anything that doesn't have possibilities. I don't create anything that doesn't have opportunities. I don't create anything that does not have benefits. So I have to stop looking to Cheryl to make me happy, looking to my kids to make me happy. Look, no, they didn't sign up for that. Listen, God is not entrusting your happiness to another flawed person. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. You've been waiting on the wrong person. The one you need to depend on, he's been with you all along. You got to do what the old folks used to say and look unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord. That's not a religious statement. It's a life statement. So I learned. I can be happy all by myself.
Yes.
Watch this. With the house jacked up. With the family jacked up. With the job jacked up. With the car jacked up. You want to know why? Because the one who brings me out of all that jacked up situation is the God of the breakthrough. Come on, somebody. Okay. So, Jesus. Watch this. Go to verse 19, Genesis 26. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him, contended against him. Verse 21, they digged another well and strove for that also. Look at somebody say, let's keep digging. They digged another well and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitnah. And he removed from thence and digged another well. Come on, find somebody else and say, just keep digging. And for that they strove not, and he called the name of it Rehoboth, and he said, for now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. But he would not have tapped into the place where God made room for them if he wouldn't have kept digging. So his breakthrough came about from him putting forth effort because of what he knew. Come on, write yourself a note. What I know and continue to apply will generate a breakthrough I've never seen. What I know and continue to apply, mean keep acting on it, keep doing it, because the Holy Spirit revealed to me. That's what I'm talking about, what you know. What the Holy Spirit has revealed to you. What I know and I continue to apply will generate a breakthrough I've never seen before. You got to keep digging. I can't tell you how many times the thought has come to me, quit the ministry. Oh, Jesus, if you only knew. The thought has come to me, quit the ministry. What's the use? Quit. And that was a thought I could never share with Cheryl. That's a thought I could never share with my kids. That's something I had to take authority over because it wasn't the will of God for me. Quit the ministry. Just quit. You know, like the thought of coming to people, just quit your marriage. Or that thought of coming to people, just quit a job. You're going to quit a job before you have a job in hand. That don't make good sense. All that thought will come, quit living for God. Just do your own thing. Just go get drunk. No. Just go get high. No. You know the phrase. Winners never quit. And quitters never win. Never. Never. So what is it that your circumstances have been trying to talk you into quitting them? What is it? He had this personal breakthrough. Okay, one more scripture. 1 Chronicles 14. 1 Chronicles 14. Glory to God. Watch this.
Glory to God.
So we looked at two passages that showed us different kinds of breakthrough. Now, I want to give you this because, watch this, dear hearts. Watch this. Let me give you this. You ready to write? Let me give you this. You need this before I even wrap this thing up today. Number one, there's seven things. So these are just little, what I call breakthrough thoughts. Number one, your breakthrough is connected to your mouth. Your breakthrough is connected to your mouth. So what have you been saying? Not just to other people, but even to yourself. When you're talking inwardly, your breakthrough is connected to your mouth. Number two, the strength of what you walk in comes from what you say. Not somebody else, what you say. The strength of what you walk in comes from what you say. God told me, wow. He said, Mark, keep speaking my word, because what you're speaking, you're beginning to walk into. The strength of what you walk in comes from what you say. Number three. You with me? Don't let your frustration talk you out of your next faith move. Don't let your frustration talk you out of your next faith move. Don't let your frustration talk you out of your next faith move. Don't allow frustration, agitation, irritation, or even exasperation talk you out of your next faith move. No, I'm believing God. No one controls what you believe but you. All right, what number are we on? Number four, don't allow your circumstances to overwhelm you and cancel out the miracle that's already in place for you. Jesus. Don't allow your circumstances to overwhelm you and cancel out the miracle that's already in place for you. My goodness. Number five. Don't allow your circumstances, this is number four again, don't allow your circumstances to overwhelm you and cancel out the miracle that's already in place for you. Somebody needed to hear that right there. Somebody needed to hear that right there. Number five. God, who is the God of the breakthrough, is in the business of reversing all my frustrations. My God in heaven. God, who is the God of the breakthrough, is in the business of reversing all my frustrations. Man, Jesus, if you only knew. I've learned to trust the God of the breakthrough, man. I'm not going to live a frustrated life. How about you?
Amen.
I'm not living a frustrated life, y'all. God, who is the God of the breakthrough, is in the business of reversing, come on, all my frustrations. Now, what frustration did you walk in here with today?
Jesus.
What frustration has been nagging you all week? Okay? Yours may not be a frustration, it might be an irritation. Or yours may be an agitation. What is it? Or even may be an exasperation. God is in the business of reversing all my frustrations. Then number 6. Now listen, don't even try to write it right now. I want you to listen. On Zoom, don't try to write it. Listen first. I'm going to say it again. I want it to hit you. Let's pray this prayer. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I'm asking you. Hit me with the truth.
Hit me with the truth.
That will revolutionize my life. Okay, listen. Everyone look up here, look. I'm waiting on Isaiah, look. Watch this. God's part is to bring into existence what you can't make happen. Your part is to declare what God said he'll do for you so he can make it happen. It's a Selah moment. Somebody said, what did he say? Now we'll write it down. Jesus. Now we'll write it down. God's part is to bring into existence what you can't make happen. Jesus, I give you praise. God's part is to bring into existence what you can't make happen. Your part is to declare what God said he'll do for you so he can make it happen. Shaka Zulu, glory to God. Man, I'm so glad I go to y'all church. Watch this. Let me say this again. God's part. Come on. Whatever part you got, say it with me. Ready? Let's say it. God's part is to bring into existence what you can't make happen. Your part is to declare what God said he'll do for you so he can make it happen. Jesus. Can you give God a praise over that? So, I'm not going to go to 1 Chronicles. But that third one was 1 Chronicles 14, verses 9 through 11, is where David said, God has broken in upon my enemies by my hand. I'm going to end with this last scripture. Glory to God. I got one more?
Yes, he said
7. I got one more? Y'all want one more? Oh my goodness. Oh Lord. Okay, here we go. If you look at your condition, you'll always be knocked out of your breakthrough position. If you look at your condition, what's going on around you, what's happening to you, how are you feeling today? I always call my kids and say, how y'all doing? And then I say, answer the phone with some life. You're believing God. Come on. If you look at your condition, you'll be knocked out of your breakthrough position. Your breakthrough position. Yeah, you'll always be knocked out of your breakthrough position. Because see, we already talked about it, that you can't trust God walking in the flesh. Right? Mm-hmm. So let's end with this scripture today. I believe God gave me this scripture for Mother Carmen, Sister Adrian, Pastor Cheryl, Sister Teresa, Sister Latrice, Sister Annette, Brother Rashawn, Brother Chris, Brother Mario. I know Deacon's back there, y'all. I know what I'm doing. Oh, my goodness. Deacon Harold, my guest, all my people on Zoom, God gave me this scripture for you. Look at Jeremiah 32, and we'll be done. You get blessed today?
Amen.
Jeremiah 32. Watch this. I want y'all to hear this. This is for you, Isaiah. Jeremiah 32. Now, what was all of this that I gave you today? This is what helps establish a breakthrough perspective. Okay? We're trusting God for a breakthrough. All right? Jeremiah 32, verse 17. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. God brought me today to tell you, stop acting like some things are too hard for him. There is nothing too hard for him. Stop acting like some things are too hard for your faith when your faith was given to you by God. There is nothing too hard. Stop acting like some things are too hard for the word of God to change. Stop acting like some people are too hard for the Spirit of God to transform. Stop acting like some conditions are too hard for the breakthrough that God has for you. There's nothing too hard for thee. Because look what it said, our Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven. Didn't he do it?
Yes.
Thou hast made the earth. Didn't he do it? And he did it by his great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. And the same power and same stretched out arm that he used to make the earth and the heavens is the same that he's using to generate your breakthrough.
Hallelujah.
Everyone say, he is the God of my breakthrough.
The God of my breakthrough.
Say, he is the God of my breakthrough.
The God.
One more time, say,
he is
the God of my breakthrough.
The God of my breakthrough.
And there is nothing,
too hard
for the God of the breakthrough. Put those hands together. Let's give God some praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's nothing too hard. There's nothing too hard. There's nothing too hard. Stand to your feet with me.
We truly hope you enjoyed this teaching by Pastor Mark Roberson of Faith Word Fellowship. Please visit us at one of our two locations. If you're in Buffalo, New York, or surrounding areas, please visit us at Faith Word Fellowship International. And if you're in the St. Catharines, Ontario, or surrounding areas, please visit us at Faith Word Fellowship Canada. To learn more about Faith Word Fellowship, or to contact Pastor Mark, or to even access other teachings by Pastor Mark, please visit us at www.faithwordfellowship.org. And always remember, one word from God and you will never be the same again.